To our lover, and welcome to the Sound More Scientist podcast. This episode, I'm talking about how to write a literature review. My name is Amy Mazza-Miller, and I am a second year PhD candidate researching the Samoan traditional diet to see if it can prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes of Samoan women here in New Zealand. So last year, I wrote a literature review. And this is currently a working literature review for my PhD. So a PhD is 3 years worth of research. If you're doing a master's, it's 1 year of research. So my literature review is currently 69 pages, 25,243 words. So this is on average a larger literature review. So yours may be slightly smaller, which is completely fine. Within a literature review, we are providing to the reader background knowledge about our research, and slightly at the end, going to talk about what our research is and providing more definition around it. So that when we write our research paper or when we write our thesis, the reader understands what the topic is that we're talking about, and then afterwards, we'll talk about our methodology, our results, and then our discussion. So literature reviews are key to setting up the reader and setting up your topic so you can demonstrate, you know what you're talking about. So today I'm going to talk about how I conducted my literature review for my PhD, bearing in mind this is very different compared to how I did my master's literature review, like the complete opposite to what I did. So when we create a literature review, it is really important to have a clear research aim. This is your overall aim for your research topic, and it is going to be your anchor. And you will always need to be coming back to the aim of your research to make sure that you're on track. So for me, I felt really overwhelmed with writing my literature review. And what I can't remember who told me, might have been my supervisors, they recommended me to create a brainstorm or mind map. So what I did is that I had my research aim in the center of my brainstorm, which was the Samoan traditional food in relation to type 2 diabetes. And I wrote down all the different topics that I could think that would relate to my research question and what I would want to write about in my literature review. So firstly, I would want to talk about type 2 diabetes and explain to the reader what that is. Also underneath, you can write little subtopics that you'd want to write about. So under type 2 diabetes, I'll talk about the type 2 diabetes rates of Samoan women here in New Zealand. Now, the key topic would be what are Samoan traditional foods? Because that is a really key part of my topic, understanding what those foods are. I'd also want to know the nutritional information because I have the hypothesis that these foods are healthy, but are they really healthy? And so I need to explore what nutritional information is out there and what has been the research that's been conducted. I would also want to talk about nutrition transition. So Samoan people didn't always have high rates of type 2 diabetes, and I talked about why that is, and that's because of one of the reasons, because of migration from the Samoan Pacific Islands to New Zealand. And so with under nutritional transition, I would also talk about globalization, colonization as well. Another key point that I'll talk about, I had it in my head. Oh, Samoa. So right at the beginning of my literature review, I would talk about what Samoa is because the reader may not know Samoa or where it is, the climate, points like that. And what's another key topic that I talk about? Also, this is what I talked about at the end of my literature review was genes and how they relate to our diet. So that's another part of my topic. So when you're doing your own brainstorm, make sure that you have your research question in the middle and just have a brain dump of all the things that you could write about in the literature review. So all the things that you're going to inform the reader about so they have that knowledge for when they read your thesis. The next thing that I did was the funnel approach. So I found this really helpful to look at the overall structure of my literature review, just because I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much to write about and it's so overwhelming. So the funnel approach is a way as a, like an overall structure of key points within your literature review. So the first topic, the first section is going to be a broad introduction of your literature review. So I included talking about Samoa, the location of it, the people. I also included what type 2 diabetes are. Diabetes. I also included like defining what how obesity is measured, because that is in relation to type 2 diabetes. And so it's a broad topic. You could think of it like you're defining the key words within your research aim. Generally, the second section of your literature review is going to go into more detail about your research questions. So for me, I wrote about the Samoan traditional foods and creating more of a discussion of what was found in the literature, but also identifying the gaps of what not was found. So for me, as an example, I found that all the information written about Samoan traditional foods were written by non-Pacific people and were written by missionaries. So for me as a researcher, I'm also looking at that work critically because I find that there is a gap in the research that the missionaries had their own agendas. They may not have necessarily known of the cultural customs. They didn't understand the language. And so for me, that is one of the gaps in my research, and I'm going to address that within my studies. The last section of the funnel approach directly addresses your aim, so it goes into more detail about what you are doing for your thesis, for your research project. So for me, I actually talked about genes and specific genes that relate to our diet and relate to our health, and are specific within Māori Pacific communities. So that's directly addressing the aim and going into more detail. So with the funnel approach, it's an overall structure of your literature review, and it's kind of like a bird's eye view of how you want to structure your literature review. So mind mapping is really important just to organize your thoughts as well as the funnel approach. So what I did next is that I just got a blank piece of paper, or piece of paper or Word document, and I wrote in each. Can you guys see that? Yeah. Oh, no, you can't. So I went into a Word document and then I wrote down my key themes that I had for my brainstorm. So the key themes for me were type 2 diabetes, Samoa, the Samoan traditional diet, the health benefits of the Samoan traditional diet, as well as genetics. And with each of those key themes, I then wrote different words underneath those key themes that would relate to that to help me search for information. So I will do an example. I'll just get a new page. So for instance, we have key themes. Is the Samoan traditional diet, explaining what that is, the nutritional value of those foods, what Samoa is, what type 2 diabetes is. And this next point is really important. So after this, you have a structure, have an idea where you want to go with the literature review. Now you need to research this information. And so if you want to, I can do another episode about how to do that because it's quite in depth, but it's very important for your research. So where I started with this is that I wrote like kind of similar words or phrases that I would use to search topics about the Samoan traditional diet in order to get papers in relation to that. And so this is really trial by error. Like I noticed that there were a lot of papers that would talk about indigenous, like traditional diets. But you can just have, again, a general brainstorm. So if you wanted to search for papers about what Samoan traditional foods are, you might go Samoan foods, or you could do with some search engines, you could go Samoa and food or diet. And having a range of keywords, and you can add to this to look for your research. And you do that for each key topic that you have. Well, so for Samoa, I want to find out, I want to explain to the reader where Samoa is. So you could say, like, location Samoa. Keywords that you could search would be like geography. I wanted to provide more information about the geography of Samoa to provide information about why certain foods are growing there. Oh my gosh. And this is my first time filming on Zoom, so yeah, let me know if you like it or not. I don't know. Just zoomed it in so you guys can see it. So for Samoa, I want the reader to know about where Samoa is, the geography, terrain, things like that. And once you have the key terms, you can just go and put them into the search engine. Once I have collected all my papers, I then place them into Excel spreadsheet and then I write notes. And so reading the papers and writing notes are an important part of literature review. Again, that will take, like, I think there should be another episode in itself. So if you want me to do that, let me know. So once I've gathered all my information, generally I will go by key topics. So I want to talk about, so I like love this stuff. Let's take yeah, you can see that. Let's take one of my key points of my literature review was the Samoan traditional diet. So I had read all the papers about the rest, all the papers about that I found about the Samoan traditional diet. And then you want to start writing. And so for me, that's the hard part. It's like, oh my gosh, where you start? Where do you start? So this is the final form, people. This is not what it used to look like. Okay. And so what I do is that I actually put in a table with three columns and as many rows as you like. So within each row is a paragraph. And each column will be starting with your main point, and there's only one main point per paragraph. The second column will be expanding on that main point, and the last column will be an example from your main point. What is it looking like? So, I will have my key theme here, the Samoan traditional diet. And then immediately underneath that, once I've read my papers, written my notes, I will create this table. This table helps me organize my thoughts and my writing. And it is really important, and it helps with structure because my writing is terrible. So, this is what I do first. So, let's take cooking. During the 19th and 20th centuries, there are two main forms of cooking and preserving food, the umu and masikets. So this would be my main point, and I'm only talking about types of cooking. I would then expand on that point by describing what the umu is. The umu was the primary form of cooking during the 19th and 20th century. Then define the umu is an above-ground oven. Food is baked on the heated rocks and covered with whai and ulu leaves, so that's banana and breadfruit leaves, to retain the heat. The building of the fire is made up of wood and pieces of dry niu husk. Riverbed rocks are placed on top of the fire, and by the time the wood burns down, the rocks are heated. Rocks are collected from streams or beaches, are only heated as porous rocks such as lava rocks explode when heated. So that is my, and then I go further on to explain more about that. So this bit, describing what the umu is expanding on the main point. So I would write the main point, which would be talking about cooking the umu, and then I'll describe, define what that is. And then I'll provide an example. Where did it go? Then I would provide an example of what would be cooked on it. So items that required more heat to cook, such as galo, ulo, and fa'i. So that's taro, breadfruit, and banana, were placed on the bottom level, whereas smaller packages of food assumed to be balsami, which is coconut cream wrapped in taro leaves, were placed on the top level. So that is an example of my main topic, which is about umu. And when we are creating paragraphs within the literature review, it is really important to have the structure. And I found for me, this table helped me maintain my structure. So this is a draft, right? This is how I would start my draft. And the words were not pretty like this when I started. It would be like, it must be was like, I've got like so many old drafts. It must be like, the food umu was used to cook, Samoan traditional foods. Like, that's the thing about writing. You just need to write a really, really rough draft of it, draft of your what you found in the research, and then just write it. Just have it down on paper. And once you have all your tables there, and then I will copy and paste them out into paragraph form, and then I'll read it again. A bonus tip when you're kind of doing like your final edits of your literature review, or even when you're taking this with these words out of the table, I use, how do I do this? I use this website called phrasebank.manchester.ac.uk, which is the academic phrase bank. And it is so helpful to create, to provide those like in-between words that you get stuck with. So if we click on introducing work, because we're talking about our literature review, and particularly in the beginning, when we're classifying and listing topics. So it'll have different tabs here, such as classifying a topic, describing a specific system of classification, commenting on a system of classification, introducing lists, referring to other people's lists. You can just click on that and it'll provide you examples on how to write when you're classifying a topic or describing a specific system. So under classifying the topic, it's got X can be classified into Y and Z. X may be divided into three main classes, subgroups, categories. And what really helps me as well is when you're comparing and contrasting. I always find this really difficult to write about, but with this phrase bank, it helps me write about and compare different papers that I've read, which is a really important part of academic writing. And by the time you get to PhD, you need to be very comfortable with writing in this way. I had a very steep learning curve last year about how to write in this way, but I feel more confident, but I'm still learning as I go. So an example is comparing within one sentence comparative forms. So the examples are in the trial, women made more slash fewer errors than men. Women tend to have greater slash less verbal fluency than men. And so they used women and men as an example, but you could make like if I'm talking about my food, I would say in the clinical trial, something about taro was more favorable to men than women. And so it gives you that jump start if you're feeling stuck within your writing on how to write an academic sentence. And I think especially for me, that's where I came unstuck. Like a lot of my comments were like, this is not scientific writing. Like this is not factual writing the way that you're writing. It's more opinionated, which it was, because the things that I was writing about was making me angry, especially about those foods that were written by the missionaries. And so I really found that this helped, having this phrase bank. Manchester.ac.uk to help write with my work, but also having feedback from my supervisors as well. So, if you're thinking about writing a literature review, or you just no, not thinking about, if you need to write a literature review, I strongly recommend creating a mind map using the funnel approach, creating a key terms list under your themes that you want to research for your literature review, creating a table to help with your writing, and also using a website to help with transition words. If you want any more details around how to read and write, sorry, read a research paper and then write notes, I can do that. As well as if you want more information on how to search databases, I can always do that as well. Yeah, the literature review is a long process and it is a continuous process. It's not straightforward from what I've experienced. It's, you always be going back and forth looking at papers. When you write, it's not just going to flow out like as easy as it can be. Like it's supposed to be like a back and forth. I was going to say struggle. I guess it is like a struggle because for me, I thought it was just supposed to be where you read the information and then you just write it out. Like it's easy. But for me, that's not the case. And why is your thumb pointing at me? I'm really like Zoom illiterate. But anyway. So the literature review is a long process, and please keep persisting at it. And if you want any more tips or help, you can just let me know. I've time only up and no, thank you so much for listening to the Salmon Scientist podcast.